Following a legislative session where now nearly three dozen state lawmakers have been indicted, arrested, or jailed, Governor Cuomo named a panel to investigate the legislature. It includes district attorneys from across the state, New York's Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, and other private attorneys and academic experts. Cuomo told the commission they're charged with rooting out wrongdoing.
Your mission is to put a system in place that says, A, we're going to punish the wrongdoers, and to the extent people have violated the public trust, they will be punished.
The governor says he also wants the commission to design a new system that will discourage corruption in the future. Cuomo already has the power under the state's over 100-year-old Moreland Act to investigate executive agencies, and he'd already said he planned to probe campaign filings at the notoriously lax State Board of Elections. But by naming Attorney General Eric Schneiderman to the commission, the powers of the Moreland Commission have been greatly expanded to include all branches of government. Schneiderman says the AG has broad statutory jurisdiction, and he's extended those powers to the commission by appointing all of its members as deputy attorneys general.
This commission will be uniquely empowered to take a top-to-bottom review of all aspects of our state government, to refer findings of specific cases of misconduct, and to recommend reforms. The people of the state of New York want real reform.
In addition to the Board of Elections filings, the commission could look into potentially improper use of member items. Those are grants given to lawmakers in the past to fund pet projects in their districts. Several legislators have been accused or convicted of misusing the grants for their own personal gain. Cuomo says he'd also like to investigate the entities registered as the not-for-profits known as 501c4s that he says are used as loopholes to hide the identities of donors. Commission co-chair Onondaga County District Attorney William Fitzpatrick says the investigation will have one overall guiding principle.
We'll do what Deep Throat told Bob Woodward to do, follow the money.
Karen Scharf with the government reform group Citizen Action calls it an impressive bipartisan commission. She says it's important that the commission will also be charged with coming up with recommending changes to a campaign finance system that she says amounts to legalized bribery.
I'm sure that as they look into campaign filings, they'll find illegal activity that should be followed up and referred to prosecutors, and they'll find even more an overwhelming abundance of perfectly legal activity that shouldn't be legal.
Cuomo says he created the investigatory commission because the state Senate and Assembly rejected his package of bills to clean up corruption during the just-ended legislative session. A spokesman for Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver says he looks forward to working with the commission to come up with reforms to reduce the influence of money in elections. But Senate Republican leader Dean Skelos has called the commission a witch hunt. Cuomo says that's not the right analogy.
You couldn't really search for the witch because the witch didn't exist. That's what they're trying to say here. I'm trying to say, no. This is different. This is not about looking for something that's not there. We know it's there because we just read in the newspaper about all these cases of corruption.
The governor says he still believes, though, that 99% of state lawmakers are honest, and he thinks the commission will vindicate them. Cuomo was asked what would happen, though, to lawmakers who don't cooperate. It's called a subpoena, he said. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.